Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, June 22nd, 2012, meaning the year is going quickly. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and we have movies and toys. Last weekend at the box office. Well, actually, let me pause this and turn off my fan. The number one movie at the box office last week was Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, with $34.1 million, followed by Prometheus at $20.7 million. The new movies, Rock of Ages, at $14.4 million, and That's My Boy, at $13.5 million, didn't do so hot. Snow White and the Huntsman, $13.3, rounding out the top five. New this week at the box office, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, Pixar's Brave, and Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. In the news, Jurassic Park 4 has a writer. Amanda Silver and Rick Jaffa are the writers tapped to write the film, and they did Rise of the Planet of the Apes a couple years ago. Warner Brothers has announced a Metal Men movie in development, so there you go. Barry Sonnenfeld is set to direct a superhero team movie. Jim Carrey bowed out of the Dumb and Dumber sequel, citing studio indifference, basically. That's probably meaning it's dead. Taken 2 is a thing, and the sequel to Liam Neeson's movie about hiding under bed so you can be kidnapped is coming with Famke Janssen. And I read that she's 47, effectively making 47 the new 32, I think. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Doctor Who sale. And free shipping sale. We have two sales. You can pick one. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com and you can pick from buy one, get one 40% off on in-stock Doctor Who merchandise. That's pretty much everything that's in stock. Or free shipping on an order of $99 or more. The $99 or more free shipping offer is only good in the U.S. And for Super Saver shipping, check site for details. And the Doctor Who sale is good everywhere that Doctor Who can be sold. So check these exciting deals out because they're going to end soon. Doctor Who sale ends Tuesday, and unless you have a TARDIS, you really can't go back and change it. But if you have a TARDIS, you've probably already got these figures, so what do I know? Anyway, that's the sale of the week. And in the toy news, we've got some exciting new stuff up, including Frankenweenie toys from Bridge Direct. These are based on the stop-motion Tim Burton picture. There are minifigures and plush and other stuff. It's really cool to see because Tim Burton has a very distinctive style, which you'll all recognize, and you should go see it. That's Frankenweenie, one word, four E's in weenie. Not all in a row. Imaginex, we put up the new Castle Dragon and Ogre. These have amazing interactive features, can basically communicate with a castle. I think it's RFID, I don't know. Basically, you hold it up and it's like, there's a dragon coming! And it sounds Scottish and it's really cool. These exciting toys will be up very soon. If you like fantasy toys, it's worth noting. There's also going to be an Eagle Castle, which may or may not be listed as of right now. Check our website, just type in Imaginext for more. New arrivals include Star Wars Fighter Pods, Blind Bags, Wave 2. I may have picked up a case, and that case may be very exciting. I'll talk about it in the Toy of the Week podcast, but it includes Cad Bane, which should excite some of you, but what's really exciting, if you're a Star Wars fan about Fighter Pods Series 2, McQuarrie Concept Boba Fett. That gets me excited. It's white, it's got the gray and the triangles on the helmet. It's really nice. And there's Count Dooku and General Grievous. A lot of great characters that weren't in Series 1, plus some repaints, including some new clones, and unfortunately some holographic figures. But it's nice. We added a lot of new pre-orders, including Mars Attacks, Heritage Trading Cards from Topps, Walking Dead TV Bloody Black and White Zombie 3-Pack. They're pretty nasty. Robocop Battle Damaged Action Figure, V for Vendetta Graphic Novel with Mask. It's like $25 for the V for Vendetta book and a mask you can wear, which is really, I think, interesting. We sell so much V for Vendetta stuff, is like the best thing. Like a gift. Game of Thrones Throne Replica Statues up from Dark Horse. It looks really nice. As well as Dire Wolf Bookends. We added the E.T. Rolling Spaceship with Launching E.T. figure, and the King of Braves Gogaigar Super Robot Chokugin action figure. Very colorful, very animated looking, doesn't transform, but still very nice. And that's pretty much it for this week in the toy news. Let me look around here. I've been futzing a lot with, I got a new camera, and I'm trying to see what I can do in the way of high-res HD nonsense video, so we should be having some new videos up for you soon. But I'm really enamored with the new Fighter Pods. I liked Series 1 okay. Honestly, I was a little ambivalent about it at first, but Series 2, it's just like, oh, these are fantastic. We'll save that for the next podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, and you can follow us on like Pinterest and a bunch of other sites now, so you should do that. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This is Adam Paulus saying bye now, because I don't have a really good consistent sign-off.